This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. Lebanon's parliament session today has extended a deadline to elect a new president until November 30th. Lawmakers hope that will be enough time for rival political factions to agree on a new leader. The current leader, Amil Lahoud, his term expires tonight at midnight. Many fear if a leader isn't chosen, it could stir up factional violence in this country. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Beirut with details.
The Lebanese police and army are out in force. They have vowed to quell any kind of internal violence that could break out. Many Lebanese are worried right now because they see two opposing factions lined up, unable to agree on a new president to govern the country. And it reminds many Lebanese of the run-up to the civil war, the 15-year civil war, which Lebanon still has not recovered from. So there's a lot of concern right now. People urging their leaders to please try to come to some kind of a compromise to bring an end to this political crisis.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Lebanon. Pakistan's government today said it would review its future relationship with the British Commonwealth after being suspended from the international organization yesterday. The 53-nation group is made up of mostly former British colonies. The Commonwealth had given Musharraf, President Pervez Musharraf that is, until Thursday to lift the emergency rule he declared earlier this month. Commonwealth ministers said that Pakistan continued to represent a serious violation of the organization's political values. The BBC's Barbara Plett reports from Islamabad.
Pakistan says its suspension from the Commonwealth is unreasonable and unjustified. The Foreign Ministry said Pakistan regrets its suspension from the Commonwealth, but it also accused the organization of failing to take into account conditions in the country and recent steps to ease emergency rule. The government argues that a state of emergency is necessary to fight Islamist militancy and deal with a meddling judiciary. It tried to prevent suspension by pointing out it had freed political prisoners and begun preparations for elections.
The BBC's Barbara Plett in Islamabad. While the suspension has no immediate practical effects, analysts say it could further isolate Pakistan, discourage foreign investment, and undermine Musharraf's rule. Musharraf is trying to stave off political challenges from opposition leader Benazir Bhutto and another former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Musharraf deposed Sharif in a 1999 coup. Now the ousted leader is expected to return to Pakistan in the next few days. Finally, more than 150 people were evacuated from a sinking cruise ship this morning. According to British Coast Guard officials, the MV Explorer hit an object in the Antarctic Ocean and was expected to go under. About 100 passengers and 54 crew members were rescued from the Liberian-flagged vessel and put on lifeboats. Officials say there is a heavy amount of ice in the area, but the ship was built to withstand that. The rescue effort is being coordinated by the U.S. Coast Guard in Virginia and authorities in Argentina. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Wouldn't like to be on that cruise ship.
Right. It was designed to withstand ice. And as we know, no ship ever designed to withstand ice has ever fallen under. Near, far, wherever we are.